Tristan Winder and Rick Windham, glad to be with you as we go the KODY phone lines now. We're pleased to have our good friend Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean, of course, serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. As always, Sean, we very much appreciate the time, sir.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here.
Good morning, sir.
Now, Sean, as we look at the temperatures from a week ago, a lot of heat throughout the area that even sparked some pretty dangerous fires in the McCook area that continued as of yesterday even.
Yeah, you know, this heat is, you know, I don't want to say historic. I've been looking at the climate record, but it's, you know, it's up there. It's breaking records. You know, we've seen temperatures as warm as 111 in McCook last week, and when we were in the area around here, 104, 105. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, you got the hot conditions, above average temperatures with dry air in place and real crispy grasses because we've been anywhere 4 to 6 inches below normal precipitation for the year. All the ingredients are in place, you know, for a wildfire. The good thing about we didn't have a huge wind event like we saw, you know, this past spring, or we would be in some big time trouble, or those fires would have been. But, you know, just real challenging conditions, especially, you know, with the very hot temperatures.
I think that's a new term that he's coined this morning.
Oh, what's that?
Crispy grass.
Yeah, it is, especially in the area of McCook. I know you get over to Imperial, too. The crops over there are awfully dry. They're in jeopardy of losing some of those crops over there. And we think it's been dry here, Sean, but it's even worse over in that area that we previously mentioned.
Oh, definitely agree. You know, Southwest Nebraska has really missed out on the precipitation as a whole this year. Now, there's been a couple storms that have brought beneficial rain, but as a whole, you know, Southwest Nebraska is really, really struggling. And, you know, we see that in the drought conditions. You know, there's a severe drought over a good portion of the state right now. I was just looking last week for a fire weather presentation that I'm going to be giving. And, you know, we have what's known as some extreme drought for like Chase County and, you know, Hays County, even
sure.
into Eastern Frontier County. And then the severe drought goes all the way up into, basically north of Interstate 80 here in Lincoln County and then through Keith County. So challenging conditions. It's unfortunate. This drought, it's a significant one for the state.
Touching on that, the southwest corner of the state again, that region, and you were probably involved in this, but I got a news release from the Game and Parks that those areas, recreational areas down there like Red Willow, Trenton, so forth, now have fire bans in effect again.
Yeah. You know, we provide a service to the state parks if they want it, you know, to give them the heads up on not only climate forecasts, but also, you know, your day-to-day forecast, you know, to keep the visitors safe. And you know, when you have these temperatures, when you have it as dry as it is, it's just a recipe for, you know, for a good day, you know, recreating to turn really, really bad with wildfires. So, you know, I can't have an opinion whether it's good or bad, but you know, it's certainly, you know, with these conditions, definitely challenging. And with me being a wildland firefighter for so many years, these are very challenging conditions right now that our locals, you know, the volunteer fire departments and, you know, our local professional firefighters are dealing with.
And the struggles continue very much so this week, Sean, as we look at more temperatures that are going to be warm, to say the least, and even a heat advisory that you and your colleagues locally with the National Weather Service office have issued for today.
Yeah, I really want to urge people to be careful today. We're looking at air temperatures of 105 degrees to North Platte, and it could be warmer in those drier areas. We could see some records once today across southwest Nebraska. Platte, we're going to have just enough relative humidity that it will allow those apparent temperatures, so the heat index, to be near heat warning criteria. We don't think that it's going to be, you know, at that temperature where we would require a heat warning, but the heat advisory is certainly in place. If you have to spend time outdoors, make sure you're taking frequent breaks, getting a lot of water, because this is dangerous heat. And, you know, as you mentioned, Tristan, you know, we really, the temperatures just don't budge very much through the remainder of the work week and into next weekend. We're looking at daily highs at or above 100 degrees each and every day through Sunday. In fact, if you look at the long-range forecast, you know, that continues all the way into, you know, the end of July. So, you know, we really, heat has a cumulative effect on the body, and we really are just urging people, you know, take it slow, you know, drink a lot of water, and, you know, if you have to be outside, take those breaks, because this is dangerous heat.
Yeah, dangerous heat, to say the least, Sean. And can you give us a reminder of the difference between a heat advisory and, is it a heat warning you previously mentioned?
Yeah, so, you know, we can do the heat warnings or excessive heat warning. That's where temperatures, the apparent temperatures, we're talking the heat index. So heat index is a lot like the wind chill. It's how your body reacts or feels to those temperatures. So when you add a lot of moisture in the air, high humidity with high temperatures, that's what causes the heat index to go up high. Now, we will be mixing some dry air down today from aloft, from up in the atmosphere down to the surface. So that's going to keep your heat in the seas near what the air temperature is. And the air temperature is just like what you read with a thermometer. So when we get up to 105, that's when we issue an excessive heat warning for the heat index or the apparent temperature. And today we're looking at it topping out at about 104. But just a couple degree dew point difference or a degree temperature difference in our forecast, that could push up where we would get that excessive heat warning or the heat warning. So basically, it's just a criteria. Below 105, we go with the heat advisory. 105 above, you know, we go with the excessive heat warning. We can also, there's other ways, like, you know, if we're looking at temperatures that remain nighttime temperatures above 75 with daily afternoon highs above 100, we can issue the excessive heat warning because, you know, we work with health officials and we keep hearing, you know, it's that cumulative effect. So if the body doesn't have that opportunity to cool down at night, that's another watch out situation. And, you know, looking at the low temperatures going forward, we're going to be down in the 60s each night this week.
Oh, good.
So I don't think we'll have that excessive heat warning. It will be needed. If it is, it's just going to be, you know, on a day-to-day basis. It won't be like a long-range excessive heat warning. But again, you know, we're splitting hairs. A degree or two difference is all we're looking at right now.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Sean, because that's been one of the struggles as of recent, is there's not been that cool-off in the evening. So it sounds like that's going to thankfully change with a bit of cool-off this week.
Yeah, hopefully so. And that's all because of the drier air. You know, we're, you know, we need moisture. Obviously, the drought is extreme across southwest Nebraska. But because of the drought, it's almost a silver lining that it's not allowing those heat indices to creep the 105 to 110, which is very, very, you know, hazardous to those who are susceptible to heat injuries. So it's a silver lining. Obviously, we need the rain. We need the moisture. Because it's dry, those indices aren't climbing as they normally would with these temperatures.
Again, we're blessed to have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean, of course, serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. And Sean, as we look at the temperatures this week, we already talked about the dangerous warm temperatures. Is there any sort of relief in sight for that? Any chances of some much-needed moisture?
Fortunately, no. And at this time, you know, we're low hot temperatures to really continue as a whole for the remainder of the month. We're going to be above average. And you know, this is Nebraska, so you can almost say a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms each and every day during the summertime, because
sure,
really that's just what it is. There are some opportunities for thunderstorms. I think around here our best chance will be Thursday evening, but at that, I'm talking it's a slight chance. The atmosphere, though, with all this heat in place, we've been seeing some extreme wind out of thunderstorms that have been developing. For instance, Saturday we had some storms went through Broken Bow in north central Nebraska up through Holt County.
Yeah.
Broken Bow, there was widespread damage in the town from 90-mile-an-hour winds, and that actually went basically from central Custer County all the way to the southeastern portion of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And then those storms continued, you know, toward the Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings area with significant wind. So if thunderstorms do develop over your area, you know, just expect those gusty, gusty winds with them. But right now, the chance is very, very low for our area, and unfortunately, it won't be widespread. Nothing to even dent the drought that's going right now.
Sean, as we talk about recent weather trends, very interesting. Earlier this week, I believe it was late last week, rather, bit of an earthquake report here in the great state of Nebraska, which does not happen too often.
I'm sorry, did you say earthquake report?
Yeah, yeah, there was one over by, was it Superior, I believe?
Yeah, down in that part of the country, toward Harlan County Reservoir down in there.
Yes, we've been seeing, well, you know, the USGS is the authoritative resource on earthquakes. There have been a few earthquakes, and I follow seismic activity. I enjoy that.
Sure.
You know, I'm a scientist. And, you know, kind of is almost reminiscent, about, 5 years ago or so, there was that earthquake cluster that kept happening near Arnold, Nebraska.
Yeah,
right.
As close as our sandhills, yeah.
Yeah, and very, very interesting. I don't have much that I can say more than that, but, you know, just that I'm certainly curious, and you know, and it's something I've never been in, and hopefully I never will be in an earthquake.
Amen.
But, you know, it's certainly interesting.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting when they happen somewhere like Nebraska, because obviously it's not California. We don't hear about the earthquakes a whole lot, but they can very much happen here.
Oh, most definitely. You know, you look back at the records, and this was just me being a scientist, you know, years ago, but there was a significant earthquake that occurred here, or west central Nebraska, in fact, Platte, quite a bit of damage was reported. I can't remember the year. I think it was the late 1800s.
Early 1900s, yeah.
Early 1900s.
And if you go around town and look at some of the markers on the buildings, you know, when they laid the cornerstone, it'll have a date that's close to that because they were repairing damaged buildings.
Oh, sure.
That is interesting. That is so neat. as a person who loves science, that is neat, you know. Wow.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, we talked about the high temperatures, and it's worth repeating. This isn't something that we normally see, this prolonged heat day after day after day after day. And that's what we're looking at this week. You know, be kind to one another and go and check on your neighbor, especially, you know, those that are elderly, you know, and just make sure that they're doing okay, because heat does have a cumulative effect on the human body. And, you know, this is a way that we can really kind of just show the canteen spirit here in North Platte by just checking on one another.
Amen. Amen. Sean, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work that you and your colleagues do here for the National Weather Service Office in North Platte. Look forward to talking to you again next week, sir.
Looking forward to it. Y'all take care.
Thank you. You too, Sean.